According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's farm income forecast, the nation's net farm income will be down 14% this year from 2013. The biggest factor is dwindling corn and soybean prices. After a couple years of record highs, they're falling back to normal. On the flip side, dairy and livestock prices are on the rise. The USDA predicts that farmers could be making record profits on hogs and beef cattle. Wisconsin Farm Bureau spokesman Casey Langan says ongoing droughts in the West and South are having huge effects nationally. He says farmers get low on feed and have to sell their cattle sooner than they normally would.
Our nation's cattle herd is about as small as it's been in 60 years. That sends a strong message to the market and prices go up. That's been fueled by incredible demand for beef around the globe, especially in emerging economies like China, India, and Brazil.
Langan says even though farm incomes are predicted to fall, Wisconsin may not be as hard hit as some neighboring states. Wisconsin Farmers Union Government Relations Director Kara O'Connor says that's because many producers diversify their farms.
We have many farms that combine cropping and livestock. Because those sectors sometimes fluctuate inverse of one another, our farmers are in a better position to weather the ups and downs of price fluctuations.
O'Connor says farm incomes could also take a hit as production costs continue to rise. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.